But right now, that music, hit it. Those rolling green hills of Ayland. A little misty rain coming off, just a zephyr of the breeze there. David O'Driscoll from Sportsbet. Of course, you've got to gamble responsibly, but he does the work at Sportsbet. He's just about the boss. David O'Driscoll, good morning to you.
Happy Friday, Vicey. Hope you're keeping well.
Yeah, a little wet, of course, a little wet, but still looking forward to another big weekend of sport and racing. What have you got for us this morning?
Well, right now I've got a cup of tea in my hand and I'm also looking out at the big wet. It's raining everywhere, so there's heavy tracks and cancelled race meetings all around the country. So we're currently on a heavy 10, actually, at Canterbury for tonight, and there's a track inspection at 11 o'clock. That's where my three tips are. The form has been done for Canterbury tonight, so hopefully I can find the listeners a couple of winners.
All right, let's get them down with confidence. First tip.
So race two is the first tip, and J-Mac climbs aboard Chris Waller mare called Black Queen. So it's race two, number one. She's absolutely flying at the moment. She's at the peak of her powers, and she's won her last two starts. She comes up in grade here, but listen, J-Mac's on board now, so she's going to go to her best figure ever, and I think there's no opposition here. All the other horses that are in the market, I can see them drifting rapidly and her shortening. So easy bet to have to start off the day. It's Canterbury race two, number one. She's odds on. She's $1.85, but you can probably chuck her in a few multis. Race two, number one, Black Queen will have $50 on her.
All right. Great confidence there. That is for tonight. Second tip.
We move on to the next race, race three, which is a maiden over 1250. And there's a three-year-old here called Transformation. So it's race three, number seven. And he's a gelding now. He actually was a pretty weak horse for his first couple of starts, and then they've gelded him. Since the gelding, he's had a great run last start, and I think that's going to be the making of him. J-Mac again climbs the board. You get barrier four, so he doesn't have to get too far back. And I think he's a good bet at the $3.80-plus mark. I think he starts a touch shorter than that. And, I think he'll be hard to beat the way the track's going to play. So, yeah, ready to unload on race three, number seven, Transformation. We'll have $30 on it.
But you win confidence there as well. That means we've got $20 left to spend in our $100 stake outlay. Where should that go?
Yeah, we're going to go to race eight, the last race of the card. Hopefully the meeting's not cancelled because this horse loves the heavy tracks and it's drawn barrier one. So it's race eight, number 10, Paper Daisy. I've always had a lot of time for this three-year-old filly, and she tries really hard in her races. She won first up at Kembla, really strong through the line, and she was only going to improve for that second up. But unfortunately, she drew wide at Rose Hill and got caught wide throughout. And so it's a complete forgive run. The first up run shows you she's ready. She handles the wet. She tries really hard. She's third up here on the back up, three-year-old against the older horse. So she's a great bet. Just really keen to have something each way on her. So we'll have $10 each way on race eight, number 10, Paper Daisy. So
all right, love the confidence.
$9.50.
Wow, love it. Love that sort of price. So our tips are Canterbury all tonight, race two, number one, $50 the win, race three, number seven, $30 the win, and $10 each way at a good price. Race eight, number 10, Paper Daisy. David O'Driscoll, outstanding. If you get another cup of tea, you did cough mid interview there. You might need another cup. Get it into your son.
I will do. Have a great weekend, Vossi, and hopefully the racing goes ahead.